Hi there, this is the joyful dad, desiring to speak with his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I think you're cute, because I want you back very much. Some trivia than the serious, the term trivia, which, another reason why I want you back, in a conversation today, it was kind of like, it turned to the conversation of health, and it's kind of like, wow, in reference to me, because of, there are not that many people who will take the, rather high speed half marathon walks every week that I do. And it was just in the conversation I had today, it was noticed, and I found that humorous. But where did that conversation come from? I had an absolutely marvelous day. And it's something I would so desire to do with people in the PCA that refuse. I left this morning, and I made notes of it. And wanted to do a short video to provide it to you. It turned out to be 40 minutes long. I'm sorry. So it'll be online. And I know it'll be ignored, but it's there. Because the fascinating thing, I left early in order to, because I was concerned about the weather. It turned out to be fine. But then met Crystal, the woman who works at Abundant Living. She was there first, and then the two Mormon missionaries came. The four of us sat down at a table, and we started our conversation, and it was marvelous. Not perfect, but it was marvelous. It was a joy, because it wasn't, you're bad, no, you're bad, no, you're bad, no, you're... No, it was, let's present our evidence and look at what the evidence is true or not. And we didn't come to an agreement, because I will contend that and I would agree with the assessment that their tendency is to use Christian terms but with different meanings, and but the sheer fact that they had the willingness to do that, I think, is absolutely marvelous. It was a tremendous joy. Where's the PCA? PCA, who claims the scripture as their final authority, where are they? Why will a Mormon make these claims? The claims that are wrong, but stand behind them. It was a joy. I'm so pleased. I did a lot of study on Sunday. And for the first time, I'm pretty sure it was for the first time, read some passages from both the Book of Mormon and from Doctrines and Covenants. And it's kind of like, it makes the Quran look rational. And I really think the idea that Mormonism is simply Freemasonry with a religious facade makes more and more sense to me. That seems to be true. But does anybody in my family have the conviction that the Bible is true, and the obedience to Christ to proclaim it? Oh, like 2 Timothy 4. It doesn't matter if you're clumsy at it. I was clumsy today. Some things just didn't come across right. Some things were said unclear. Sometimes my tone was not right. And there was this one woman who was next to us in another booth, and said, I got to get into this conversation. That was just phenomenal. So it was five of us, actually. And one of the things that really pointed out is that there's a thirst for this. There is a thirst for this. And what people tend to do is they shroud themselves in their club. PCA is one of those clubs. As opposed to say, oh, maybe the model of Paul to go out into the marketplace. You know, I literally met this woman in the marketplace. Literally in the marketplace. We sat in a public venue. And others came into the conversation. Gee, this sounds like Acts 17. And, you know, it's marvelous. It is a joy. And I want to do this with my family. My family, who is in an institution that claims the Bible is their final authority. But at least the Mormons live what they believe. The PCA doesn't. And that's disgusting. Because the Mormons live following something that's not true. The PCA follows something that's true, and they follow something that's true in word, but not in deed. And that is so disgusting. I desire for my family to know the joy it is. I'm getting long on things again so much. One last point. One of the things that I think has happened with me is, in a sense, I've become really, really, I don't know what you'd say, powerful or dangerous. Because when I go into these conversations, I don't go representing an institution. I don't have a dogma that I have to say I'm trying to follow. I don't have a creed to look to. I don't have to win or get somebody into my club in order to gain income from them. I don't need to develop another tither to my institution. I'm only proclaiming obedience to Christ and the veracity of Scripture. I have nothing to lose. I have nothing to gain. That makes me, I've got to find a good word. Dangerous isn't the right word. I've got to find the right word. But powerful, yeah, powerful. Because how do you fight somebody like that when you're trying to defend your club? Because I'm not trying to defend a club. I'm trying to proclaim obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. And you don't have to be in my club or follow me. I'm pointing you to him, not me. Scary, isn't it? Isn't it, Mr. Cross? Mr. Bitterman. But the Lord's command is reconciliation. The Lord's command is grace. And I'll pursue that with everyone. It was a joy today. It was an intense joy today. Lord willing, somebody in my family will have the courage and the love to do that with me. I'm an imperfect man. Dare I use those terrible words, correct me where I'm wrong, and share with me in the grace of the Lord, please. My family, I love you. Happy birthday, Jack. And George, and Dorothy Jane. I am your husband. I celebrate that fact. I love you and I want you back.